It is now time for the electrifying adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff. Yes. All right. Now, the actual full episode and storyline and everything is going to be coming out in 2013, but what we've got today is the promo episode.
That's right.
Now, a few people may have seen, it's kind of been leaked to the internet,
yes,
a promo video up there.
On the YouTube.
Which is a condensed version of what we're going to play tonight. But and that is great. Like it's been some extra promotional stuff right there.
And one thing too, that if while you're listening to this, and you are artistically inclined,
and you feel
like you want to be a part of this project with us, by all means, go to www.monoamonoradio.com and message us and let us know, because we would appreciate, especially if you are. Gifted in drawing.
Yeah, we're especially looking for artists.
Yes, so message us and let us know if you're interested. We're looking for area artists that we can promote their material and their talents in conjunction with this project.
Yep, and while you're at monoamonoradio.com, there's a link right there. So if you want to see kind of the idea, there's an example of what the comic book in our eyes should look like, but we're looking for artists to adapt it to their own styles.
And this whole time, we know what we're talking about, but we haven't explained
exactly how this
works. Okay, so the idea is it's an audio comic book.
A while ago, DJ Jeffy Jeff came into here and pitched to us the idea of this audio comic book.
Yeah.
As he took off in the rain, me and DJ Adrock started playing out a storyline. That fit right into the storyline of what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so it's an audio comic book. We're hoping to have a drawn comic book with it by a local artist. That's where the volunteers...
More local artists.
Yeah, that's where the volunteers come in to help us out with this project. And you can listen to it while following along on the digital comic book. That's or we're hoping to get it in print in various locations, but we'll talk about that later.
Right. And it should be noted that there will be no dialogue or text in the comic book itself.
Yeah.
You listen along to the audio while you look at the pictures that are in either the digital print or the printed version itself.
Exactly.
And that's how it'll work.
So, for artists out there, it makes it a little bit easier because you're not having to worry about word bubbles and the printing and everything like that.
Yeah.
It's just the pictures, setting up the pictures.
Yeah.
So, if you want to, check out www.monoamonoradio.com. There's a link there. You can get an idea of what we've already created and see if you may be looking at that thinking that that's garbage, what Fred Stark put together for us. Which it is quite amazing.
Hey,
he did a great job.
I think so.
And you may think that you can draw and interpret it a different way or whatever. Let us know because we'll get you on because it's a big
undertaking.
Yeah, to do a full book. But if you even just want to do a cover art for one or a
even
picture
or even just a cell,
yeah, one scene or whatever. Let us know because we would love to have you on board.
Exactly.
Now, okay. Yeah, this audio comic is based upon a true story.
Okay,
loosely based. But there's cool things in there. A lot of bands that we feature here on the Mono A Mono show, as well as one thing that I think is really cool. In the episode one is called The Server Room.
Mm-hmm.
In the server room scene, there's a cool sequence there by Marcus Green, some audio taken, who used to be a Sound FM DJ with his program, The Smoking Word, who...
unfortunately, took his life.
Yeah, passed away. But he's commemorated kind of in this because...
It's an homage to him.
Yeah, we met him a while ago, and we quite enjoyed his show and talking to him and things like that. So we were looking to kind of fit him in somehow here, and so... Make sure to pay special attention to that scene. I quite enjoy that part.
Well, and further to that, if any of the other members of Sound FM or some of the other programmers, if they're interested in joining in on the project, let us know, and you know, we'd be glad to have you.
Yeah. So we're gonna get into it. This is the promo version here. This is episode 1, The Server Room. Right here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono.
Our story begins in a city driven by technology and electricity, but also not so much. In the ever-growing city of Watertown, the technology industry has gathered many similar companies that feed off of each other's innovation. A healthy competition helps companies to improve and create the next best gadgets and technologies. Many of the people of Watertown embrace the technology industry, as this is a major employer in the region, and in turn, many have become technologically dependent. However, this region also has one of the larger Mennonite communities that rarely uses electricity, let alone major technological devices. Between these two polar opposites, there's an entire spectrum of people that fits somewhere in between. Within this gray area is an underground hero, a DJ who didn't just play what all the other stations were told to play. No, he played what he loved and he said what he thought. His amigos, as he so reverently called them, loved him for his honest opinions and his impeccable taste in music. Generally, the people of Watertown and their daily interactions resembled that of any other growing city. Life was normal in Watertown, that is, until one day.
All right, there's another track by Godspeed You Black Emperor right here on Sound FM 100.3. I want to promote this Thursday night coming up. We've got DJ Adrox. Rave to Save fundraiser for the Sound FM station here. Stay tuned for Nightmare Radio coming up right after this song by Mother Mother. Here's The Styx on the Mono a Mono Show. All right, see you later, Nightmare Radio. Have a good show.
Goodbye.
Well, hey there, DJ Jeffy Jeff.
Oh, hey, Ash. What brings you to the station?
I'm on the board, remember? I practically live here. I'm always here doing things. More than you even know.
Oh, okay, good, because, you know, the station needs it. Our music's good, our ratings are good, but we keep running out of money. I can't figure out what's going wrong.
We would be better if we played more hits. You should play that great new band Quarterback. I may even be able to get them in live on your show.
Quarterback? I don't really see what the hype is about those guys. I've heard little bits here and there, and I don't really like them. Besides, I play what you wouldn't hear on every other station, like on the mainstream stations.
Just play them!
Whoa. Maybe. We'll see. So are you going to DJ Adrock's rave to save the station this Thursday?
No. I can't. I'm busy. I won't be anywhere near there.
Oh, really? His raves are always great. Plus, hopefully it'll bring a ton of money into the station and some good PR.
I'd stay away from there if I were you.
Yeah? Anyway, I should get going before this storm hits. I'll talk to you later, Ash.
Later, DJ Jeffy Jeff.
On a night not unlike this one, DJ Jeffy Jeff begins his long bike ride home from work. In addition to the solar flares and solar eclipse that are emerging at the cusp of the Earth's atmosphere, a summer storm begins its torrential downpour.
Man, it's starting to pour on my head!
visibility at a minimum due to the rain, Jeffy Jeff knew that he should have been riding a bit slower for safety, but he really wanted to get out of the storm. Just then, a horse and buggy carriage came out of nowhere, almost clipping DJ Jeffy Jeff off the road.
That good-for-nothing cut us off.
Hey, it was an accident. You calm down there now.
Like gosh darn it was. I've had it. I'm going to teach him a lesson. Yeah. Faster! We be going too fast. Slow down!
They're chasing me.
What's that all about?
After being shaken up by the near fatal collision, Jeffy Jeff decides to find shelter and dry off. He decides to take a detour and stop into work, which is by the power plant. Wanting to dry off, he decides to utilize the server room to dry off. He thinks.
The server room has great circulation and has many fans running. And I have to check on my project for work anyways. I may as well hang out here and see how my DB2 structure is running while waiting for this storm to pass.
As he walks towards the server, he trips over some dark fiber cables. And at the very same time, there's a solar eclipse and cosmic rays. And lightning smashes into the building and causes DJ Jeff to become unconscious. A dark haze washed over the DJ.
Patrick Mullaney, reporting live from the scene here at the power plant, which is situated next to sub-government building here.
Last night's electrical storm, the worst this area has seen in quite some time, has knocked out all communications due to the damage that it inflicted on the power plant. It seems as though communications will be out well into the weekend, possibly longer, depending on how quickly things can be fixed. In local sports, one of the most beloved men's basketball league
teams. Oh, crap. What happened?
T-shirts have finally made it.
Last I remember, I was going to check my DB2 structure. What happened? Oh, God. I better call Lindsay to help me fix this mess.
Lindsay is one of DJ Jeffy Jeff's closest friends and trusted confidants, as well as a co-worker. He is a hardware specialist for the government, and also happens to be a level 27 Night Elf Mage Troll Hunter on World of Warcraft.
RB6. There is no connection at this time. Please hang up and try again. This is a recording.
What? Landline.
Hello?
Hey, Lindsay?
Yeah, what's up, good buddy?
Can you get to the office and help me out here? All communications are down. The server's all messed up. We need to do some rewiring. I know you're the best in the office. Can you get down here and help me out now?
Aw, man. I was just at a good part in my World of Warcraft game. I almost slayed a dragon. But I guess I could stop for a bit. Man, my clan's gonna be pissed. This sounds serious, though.
Thanks, buddy. I need ya.
Lindsay and Jeffy Jeff worked all day and night, with others at the office trying to get all the hardware put back together.
Hey, can you send me the DB2 connection string alpha tester?
Which one? This one?
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
I'm gonna test it on this string to preserve. The dungeon ring. That's all my plans for to go on and
I bet you the internet's down with all this connection errors.
That's okay. In the unlikely event that all communications would break down and I might lose touch with the World of Warcraft world.
I bet you your home computer's connected via the landline.
That's right. But we're here, stuck at work.
Yeah. Hey, can you pass me that wrench and I'll tighten up this thing?
Sure. Just as soon as I put down this soldering iron.
Okay, nice. Hey, look at that broken cable.
Wow.
After a long day's work, they decided to take the night off because some of the necessary new parts would not arrive until the next morning. DJ Jeffy Jeff heads to his lady friends on the eve of DJ Adrock's Rave to Save.
So, are we still going out tonight?
I guess so. I kind of feel like getting slippery after the past few days I've had. I'll tell you all about it at DJ Adrock's Rave to Save. We should hurry, though. We're going to be late. And I can't remember really what happened. I just woke up to the news on the radio that was in the server room. I guess my clothes were dry from laying there all night, and I just started working on fixing things once Lindsay showed up. It was all weird. I'm just dehydrated and have been drinking a lot of water all day.
You probably missed the entire cosmic storm then. It was magical.
Hey, yo, yo, yo! DJ Jeff and Jeff, look at all these sweet bitters out here dancing tonight. How you digging my rave, brother?
No offense, I think it's great. I've just had a rough few days.
Come on, sucker. You normally be tearing up this dance floor with me.
Hey, Adrock, are these water bottles over here with the station logo on them free?
Psst, I don't know, sucker. Maybe that dingleberry ash set it up.
I doubt it, knowing that guy. Well, I'm taking one anyway.
As DJ Jeffy Jeff drinks from his water bottle, his senses become heightened, and the heavy beats from Cashew's song Hawaii become overwhelming.
This is not rave music? DJ Adrock? He's off his rocker.
Yeah, I like it. Do you want to dance?
Yo, yo, sorry about that, y'all.
Ah, that was a great song. Hey, Olga, I was literally thinking about that song. It's so weird. Yesterday. This is not the type of music to be played at a rave.
Yeah, this is very weird. But this DJ Adrock must be doing something right. Everybody is loving the mixes.
Yesterday. I don't know what is going on. I'm losing control.
Just then, one of the drugged-out dancers standing near DJ Jeffy Jeff and Olga started going into drug-induced convulsions on the floor. Just as suddenly as DJ Jeffy Jeff noticed this, the house lights came on and all of the music stopped.
Oh no! We need to stop the rave! Stop! Call the police! Somebody call the police!
Within a few minutes, police arrive on the scene after a 911 hang-up. People scatter while the police and ambulance tend to the convulsing patrons.
We're gonna need backup here. Looks like the drugs are involved. We need to make some arrests. Who's running this event?
As the police put DJ Adrock in handcuffs, DJ Jeffy Jeff and Olga flee the scene.
Wow, that was crazy. I can't believe what just happened. I've been having the weirdest 2 days ever.
At ease, don't worry. In Mother Lucia, we say, eternal peace lasts only until the next war.
I'm not sure I understand that, but thanks.
Your eyes look very weird. What did you drink tonight? How much?
Nothing really. I was mainly just drinking from my new water bottle. I do feel a little weird. I've got to go to bed. We're going to have a lot of work tomorrow with these new server parts coming in.
DJ Jeffy Jeff jumps out of bed and begins to get dressed, putting one pant leg on at a time.
I've got to get to work. I'll see you later.
Do you want me to give you a ride?
Nah, I'll just ride my bike. It's easier. Do you know where my water bottle is?
By the sink. Not clean, though.
I only drank half last night. It's good enough. I gotta go.
Jeffy Jeff throws on his work clothes in haste, and as he brushes his teeth, he looks into the mirror.
Oh my god! Alright, there you have it. The promo version right there of the electrifying adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff.
That
was taken from episode 1, entitled The Server Room. Now,
so far, the touch has been lighting up with positive reviews.
Yeah.
We're getting tons of messages.
And you know, this has gone out a little bit in advance just to make sure that all the bands were cool with it and their part in it. And all the bands have been getting back saying that they love it as well. So it's the promo version here is getting pretty good reviews, and I can't wait for the actual full episodes to begin in 2013.
But that is very encouraging for us, hearing all the positive comments. So thanks
everybody. And if you want to send us some stuff too, and like we said, if you like the story and you're interested in kind of helping out and coming on board with this project, go to www.monoamonoradio.com. On there's a link you can learn about more. You can see what bands were on there. If you like songs from it, you can click the band name and it will take you to their website. As well, the artist, Fred Start, you can learn more about him. It'll take you to his website. And there's a whole bunch more. So if you're interested in this stuff, check out monowaymonoradio.com. And if you want to get involved, make sure to send us a message.